It was a very big door, because the base of Medrash was open to everyone. But unfortunately, not everyone seemed to follow. But, oh, wait, here come some people coming inside.
Oh, where is the rabbi?
Don't worry, I see him right there. Excuse me, Rabbi Hanina ben Doise, hello there, pardon me, excuse me, can you hear me? I'm talking to you, I hope you hear me. He's sitting over that thing and he's loining and loining and loining and loining. Big tzaddik, you know, a very big tzaddik.
Excuse me, are you talking to me?
Yes. Rabbi Hanina ben Doise, I hate to disturb you, but there's a terrible thing happening in town. I don't know if you're aware of it.
I'm sorry, I don't listen to Lashon Hara.
No, we're not talking about Lashon Hara.
Well, you said there was something terrible happening in town, so I figure you're talking about Lashon Hara, and I don't want to hear Lashon Hara.
No, Chas v'Shalom, I wouldn't talk Lashon Hara. You think I got to live this long because I talk Lashon Hara? No, Chas v'Shalom, when I say something terrible, I mean something terrible is happening to the town.
I'm not sure if you're telling Lashon Hara or not, but I'm going to listen, but not on the night to be macabre. Just want to hear to understand what's going on.
Well, you see, there is this terrible snake. He's going around and he's biting people, and after he bites the people...
I figured as much. After he bites the people, it's a poisonous snake and people are dying, unfortunately. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Rabbi, if I may interject here for a moment, this snake is not such a small snake. It's very big. People have tried to throw stones at it, hit it with sticks and everything, but it's a very fast, slithering snake. I'm telling you, this is unbelievable. Rabbi, I don't know what to say. We've tried everything. And then this old man says that we should come to you because you would know what to do, but... I don't know how a man of the books would know what to do. I mean, this is snake business. I mean, you know things about snakes?
Everything and anything that you need to know is found directly in the Torah. You just got to know how to find it.
That is right. I could not have said that better.
You see, I know something about learning.
Yes, indeed. All right, so this snake is bothering people and killing people? Tell me, where does a snake hang out?
It hangs out. Where does it hang out?
Well, we last saw it. It has like a hole in the ground near that little mountaintop over there. You know, like the hill over there. I don't know. You know, outside the town. And then when, it smells people and it gets hungry, I don't know, it just comes out and bites people and eats people and does everything to people. It's terrible.
I see. Uh-huh. All right. Just lead me the way. Over there? That mountain over there? Not a problem. I'll be back in a few moments.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
He's walking to the top of the mountain. He's going all the way on the top. Oh, my goodness. Rabbi, you're standing next to the hole where the snake is.
Oh, my goodness. He put his foot on the hole.
Oh, boy. This is not going to be good. He's not even wearing socks on his feet. Boy, when he gets bit, he's gonna be,
And suddenly, the snake, if we could just imagine the way the snake was thinking.
Well. Oh, I have dinner. Oh, boy, I smell something good. Oh, somebody's foot is out there. Oh, I think I'll just come out here and bite it.
And the snake slithered out of the hole. And it crept up right to Rabbi Hanina ben Doise's heel and bit him.
Oh, boy, this is going to taste good. Here, have some of my poison. Uh-oh. Something backfired. My poison didn't go into him. I think the poison went into me. Oh, no.
And if you could understand the snake, even though it can't talk, but the snake would say,
I think I'm going to be dead.
And the snake just died.